please don't compare student loan forgiveness with the forgiveness of our sin. That's the topic of today's Daily Dose. Look, some people are actually trying to justify President Biden's unilateral declaration of forgiveness of student loans by drawing an analogy, comparing it to the debt Jesus paid on the cross for the forgiveness of mankind's sin. All I can say about this comparison is really heresy, wrong. On so many counts, this is so wrong. First, let's remember that Jesus paid the price of mankind's sin with his own life. He shed his own blood, as it states in Colossians 1:20. And through him, meaning Jesus, through Jesus, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, how? By making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You see, Jesus shed his own blood, and it is his blood alone that brings about the forgiveness of our debts, of our sins. On the other hand, Biden is paying the student loan debt of some with the taxes of others. It's not his own money. It's your money. It's my money. Biden and our government isn't giving up anything. They're using others to pay these debts, and even then placing the burden of these debts on our children and grandchildren. Proverbs 13:22 says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But is this what the administration is doing? Actually, the current administration is leaving a burden, not a blessing, not an inheritance, but a burden on our children's children. Secondly, let's look at it this way. Jesus paid a price that no man and no government could ever pay. No man can atone for their own sin, and no man can atone for the sins of another. There is only one propitiation for sin, and that is the sacrifice of Jesus, the perfect, sinless Son of God, who took upon himself the sins of the world while on that cross. As it says in Ephesians 1:7, it says, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Now, sure, man can pay back a student loan on their own. They can actually go out and work and earn what is needed to pay back these kind of financial debts. But mankind can never pay back their debt of sin. So, forgiveness of student loan debt can never be compared to the debt of our sins and the payment of these debts on the cross by Jesus himself. You see, Jesus paid it all with his own blood, the perfect one for the sins of the sinful ones. Scripture says that consequently, just as one trespass resulted in the condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people, Romans 5:18. Finally, Jesus voluntarily paid the price of forgiveness for our debts, for our sins. But this president is asking others to involuntarily pay the debts of others. Listen to how Jesus put it. Jesus says that, he says, I'm the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. That's John chapter 10, verses 11, and then jumping over to verse 18. Look, our president isn't doing this. Our president's actually forcing one group of hardworking Americans to pay the financial debts of another group. In other words, it's forced, it's involuntary, and it's just wrong. Now, I know that some think that the forgiveness of student loans is a good thing. I personally do not. I think it's unfair and unnecessary, and people make a decision, they sign an agreement, they get the benefit of that money, that loan, to then go out and get an education and jump ahead, if you will, in this world. And then it's time for them to pay that burden off. And they shouldn't lay that burden that they receive the benefit of on other families. But again, there is a forgiveness that's available to all, a forgiveness that's offered freely, a forgiveness of debt that has been fully paid by another. You see, you've sinned. We've all sinned. And we've all fallen short of God's glory and perfection. You can't pay the debt of this sin, of your sin. I can't pay the debt of my sin. But Jesus went to the cross and took your sin, took my sin, took the sin of the world upon himself, and he gave his life to pay the penalty that you deserve to pay, that I deserve to pay. So, as we wrap all this up, here's the big question. It's not whether or not the president should pay back student loans. The big question is, have you received the forgiveness of your sins, the work of Christ on the cross, his free gift of salvation, his life paid for the penalty that we deserve? Have you confessed that Jesus is Lord? And have you believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead? I pray that today you would do just that. Let today be your day of forgiveness, your day of salvation. God bless.